The first study was done by David Cresswell and his colleagues, who conducted a very well-controlled dismantling study. Dismantling means trying to isolate or take apart the specific mechanisms of action, or in other words, what makes the treatment really work, by keeping everything in the study the same, except for the specific variables under investigation. So unemployed, stressed male participants matched on all demographics were randomly assigned to treatment and participated in either a mindfulness or a relaxation 3-day workshop. The interventions were the same, except for the fact that the practices, that is, mindfulness or relaxation, were different. Changes in the brain and the immune systems were measured at the end of the study, and then again 4 months later. This is an important feature of this study because it could indicate effects that lasted longer than the actual duration of the intervention itself. Both groups, those from the relaxation and the mindfulness workshops, reported lower stress, but only the mindfulness group showed physiological improvements that persisted 4 months later. These benefits included greater brain connectivity and reduced inflammation. Now, brain connectivity has been associated with improved brain functioning, with emotional balance, and with greater cognitive control. Inflammation levels were measured by changes in cytokines, or those neurochemical signals of the immune system. Reductions in pro-inflammatory cytokines, as found for those in the mindfulness group, have been associated with reduced inflammation and better health. Higher pro-inflammatory cytokine levels have been associated with illness. The point is that even though the relaxing participants may have been at ease enjoying the workshop, something more was happening for those in the mindfulness group. Importantly, this study provides evidence that mindfulness is not the same as simply relaxing, a point we will address in greater detail later on.